Podtacular, episode 208, Multiplayer Tips, Heretic, for the week of October 24th, 2009.
For Dustin Pettigrew too, I think it did.
I think it works for anything.
Can't do Dust Storm though, because I
Dustin Pettigrew.
Chucky J's the best.
Chucky J, let's do this.
Oh goodness gracious. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm. Then we have Greg or Leroy Jenkins, as he's calling himself these days. Greg, alive.
What's up everybody? I'm watching some Leroy.
Turn off the YouTubes.
Alright, I'm turning them.
Get your head in the game.
I've never seen Leroy Jenkins and I'm watching him all.
I never have either, and it's not that funny.
I think it's hilarious.
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, I should be doing pee.
And then we also have on again Painkiller 05.
Dude, Arizona, the Arnie Pommel tree, the half tea, half lemonade is the best.
I hate Arizona iced tea.
Podtacular, the unofficial Greg Random podcast.
What's up, guys? I'd like for you to join my show. Just kidding. Anyway, we're doing our first mythic map.
Yay. Well, it's
Yay.
First. It's the first one of the new mythic set.
Because
the last ones were mythic.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Yes.
Well, the ODST mythics.
Yes. And we're probably doing everyone's favorite one, Heretic.
Or yes.
Remake of Midship from Halo 2.
Mm-hmm. Better known as.
Better known as what?
Midship.
The remake of Midship.
Yeah. So, I haven't gotten a chance to play it. Which kind of.
What?
Nope.
We played it in Dallas. So you have played it?
Well, I mean, since the game is released. Since the game is.
Oh.
I haven't played it.
Well, it's just. It's not exactly Midship, but it's just like it's made to be in Halo 3. So if you weren't playing Halo 2, like if you didn't know you were playing Halo 3, you wouldn't know you were if you didn't know Heretic was a map. Like you would just assume you're playing Halo 2. It feels exactly the same, but it's, you know, it's different because Halo 2 is just bigger.
Yeah. Other than the Flippy Bridge.
Yeah. Pretty much everything's the same.
Pretty much the only difference.
Label.
But yeah. So, Painkiller has just reached a pretty amazing achievement on the forums.
Yep.
Oh, it did?
10,000 forum posts.
Oh, boy.
And for that, he got 1,600 Microsoft points.
Ooh.
To spend at his leisure.
Who gave him that?
So, any ideas on what you're going to buy with that yet? Or have
Who
you
gave it to him?
I did.
Oh, you did? Nice.
I'm really leaning toward getting the Ballad of Gay Tony, which comes out in just a couple days.
You should get a Bungie Pro.
No, thank you. I don't play nearly enough Halo for that.
Yeah, I honestly don't think Bungie Pro is worth it.
So if I just spam, I'm not saying Painkiller spams, but if I just spam a whole bunch of stuff, and if I get to that many points, will you buy me that?
Probably not, no. He was the first, so he gets the honor.
I've been there longer than you, G. Lewis.
No, you have. Oh, I'm the third member.
Yeah, but you rarely visit the site anyways.
You know, I like the ninth or something, I think.
I don't post very often, but I look every day. The last time I posted was in the Warship thread.
I think you were the one who told me to join back when this forum's open.
I may have more posts than you, or I'm pretty close to you, Greg.
Oh, really? I don't post very often. I just look at them, and then I complain to you later on that you should take these out. That was too much.
Yeah, be a little more proactive.
Yeah, way more than him.
Helpful. But
ooh, Dusty's got more than me?
He's way more than you. I don't even see you on the list.
I think I've got around 1,000.
You have 1,898.
Yeah.
And how many do I have?
2,757.
I'm in like the top 40, right?
I don't even see the Warship thread.
Oh, I'm number 30. Wow.
Number one, baby.
I'm trying to get to the top 20.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the Warship thread that I posted in. Anywho.
So, PK, tell us a little bit about how you got to 10,000 posts.
He talks in the welcome to section. I'm just kidding. What? I've never posted in the welcome to section, and every time I look, Painkiller always did.
In the welcome to section?
Well, the introduce yourself.
Oh. I like rarely post in there.
Oh, you do? I don't know. I just always notice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You messed up, fool.
I don't think I've ever posted in there.
I have.
Unless somebody sent me an email, but like, hey man, I wanted to see if you saw my thread. Yeah, I did.
I used to do it a lot when I wasn't hosting. I'd welcome people, but ever since.
Ace is back. What the hell? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That was in 2007 anyway.
So.
Plasma Fox.
So yeah,
Crash.
PK has been here since almost the very beginning of Podtacular.
Yep, January 2006 is when I joined the forum, but I was around a lot longer before that since
we had an old forum.
Podcast was based on Blogspot.
We had an old forum before this one. We had the BungieNet forum.
Yeah, we had the BungieNet forum. After that, we had PodtacularTV.com, and now we have Podtacular.com.
Yeah. PodTacularTV.com didn't last very long.
No.
Anywho, congrats.
I think it actually redirects to the new site, but
it does.
Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't around in those times.
Me and G. Lewis go way back.
Yeah.
Like back in the day. We were in high school together.
I don't think so.
It was awesome.
So any particular
Applebee?
Sorry,
yeah, with the Applebee's.
Yay, game talk.
We always just went in. We were like, hey, give us our usual. And then they did. This is how it happened.
I said Mrs. Applebee.
Oh yeah, Mrs. Applebee, yeah. When I used to do game talk, Miss Applebee was our first roadie, first groupie.
Wow.
Yay, game talk.
Yay, game talk.
Oh, goodness.
If you haven't noticed, Painkiller does her voice, so he's the one.
Yeah.
He's Miss Applebee in disguise.
So, so out of all the years that you've been a part of Podtacular, what's your most memorable forum topic that you can think of? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit.
You really are.
I think one of the ones when Johnny Sand used to post his old, when Jevridge used to do Jevitorials, and then Johnny Sand posted something making fun of it. That was hilarious. Or maybe one of the Tollbooth Willie threads or something. Well, way back in the day.
That was way back.
Yeah. What's your favorite, PK? You got one? You can think of one?
I can't think of one at all. I can't even think of one from today.
How about a memorable one?
I can't think of a thing.
He doesn't remember what he had for breakfast.
It's ADD. That's how I have 10,000 posts.
I didn't think my favorite one was Johnny Sands one. I don't really agree what he said. I just thought it was hilarious. I was laughing just sitting there watching.
You're saying you hate Jevridge.
No, I like Jevridge. I just thought whatever Johnny, I said I don't agree with what John said. So,
can't believe you hate Jevridge.
Yeah. Well, he's not around anymore. And I think he's still in the
IRC.
Yeah.
Is the IRC really still going that well?
Oh yeah.
I pop in there every once in a while and I try to say something and no one says anything back.
Well, when do you usually go in?
Sometime during the day, at random times.
Middle of the day isn't usually too active. Sometime in the evening, it's usually picking up.
Okay.
Late evening.
Are you still at IBO?
No, IBO died a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a couple of years. That was about a year. A little KP, over a year.
KP had to kill it because running the server was a bit taxing on them. So we're now on irc.adalist.net, and they're cool guys, but they pretty much run everything IBO did.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, congratulations on reaching 10,000 posts.
Thank you.
We'll see about the next milestone, depending on where that gets.
20,000.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I'll get it to you by next week.
Try 25,000. Maybe. I don't know. There's a couple other ones in mind that I have thinking about. Not necessarily like individual-wise, but community-wise. Like maybe a million posts or something like that total.
But, Leroy!
Okay. With that,
Jake,
we'll move on to something else. We'll go on to some random frags that we got this week. Starting off with
yes.
Joe Matos. Does anyone want to start off first? Or?
I'll read it. Oh, crap. I don't even have it open. Hold on. Let me go.
Oh, fail.
No, I'm there. I'm there.
Fail.
All right, first we got Joel Matos for the – I'm reading it. It's here. It's right here. And he writes it from New York. He's in JVB's home state. He's a longtime listener but a first-time writer. What is this, a radio show? First, start off by saying love the show you guys make, my 8-hour night shift. Here I work alone, not feel so lonely even if for a few hours. Lol. All right, I know you guys know that after Halo Reach, Bungie's done with the Halo franchise. I thought that was after Halo 3, but whatever. Now, as for Halo 4, or official sequel game of the Halo franchise with Bungie out of the picture, which game developer and publisher would you guys like to see make it? Oh, nice. Rumors are on the web is that Gearbox Software was supposed to head up the project, but the rumor has been denied by Microsoft. So who do you think should take the Halo reins? Or who would you like to see head up the game? Epic. Sorry if the typing is a little not up to standards. Written on my phone, so bear with me. No, it was fine. Keep on fragging the back wheel of a warthog that explodes over the gap of Valhalla, killing a recently hijacked teammate's Banshee and getting a triple kill to tie the match that could have earned me $500, $49.49, and then screaming, oh yeah, king of stickies, baby. In the midst of rejoicing, receiving a headshot to lose the match. His gamer tag is Iceman.
So what was it with the earning $500 thing?
Maybe it was.
We have a bet going on here?
Tournament or something. I'm not sure. Not too sure.
Maybe.
I think Epic. I don't think they will. But I can't think of anybody else besides Epic or BioWare doing it. Maybe if Bethesda wanted to make it. First-person shooter, that'd be pretty cool. What do you guys think?
I haven't thought about it.
Like the best first-person shooter companies are like owned by Activision or Ubisoft or somebody else or EA.
Epic's still by itself.
Maybe yeah, Midway owns
Epic. I don't know. What about Infinity Ward?
Infinity Ward is owned by Activision.
Is it?
Treyarch.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Treyarch's owned by Activision too, isn't it?
Yeah,
Activision. Maybe there's that new Bungie group that they just made their own game studio. I can't. They're old Bungie guys.
363?
Something like
363. I don't know.
Something like
Guilty Sparks number.
343.
That's it.
That's 343 Industries.
That's the guys who made Waypoint. That's different.
That's Microsoft. That's Microsoft split off of Bungie.
Or maybe some new guys. Get some new blood in there. Get some players who like played Halo and then went to school because they loved it. And then start a new studio. Make them good. I'm just saying make them good. Just let them run with it.
I'm sure Bungie wouldn't mind.
I'm just saying probably Epic. If it's one company that I think could do it, it'd be Epic.
I would love to see Epic do it.
It would have to be either Epic or BioWare, I think. But BioWare is owned by EA, so I don't think that would happen.
Bethesda could be interesting.
Yeah, Bethesda.
Loved Fallout. Yeah.
I honestly don't think Microsoft.
What's Bethesda doing now? They didn't even say what they're doing. Aren't they doing another Fallout?
Fallout 4 this early? I doubt it.
I don't know what they're doing next. So.
I don't think Microsoft's going to let Halo out of their hands or the hands.
Well, Bethesda made Wet, and Wet was okay. And they've made Rogue Warrior. So they've made other games. So, I mean, that seems like to be either Epic or Bethesda, in my opinion. Well, who I would like to see, Bungie, but if I can't pick them, probably either Epic or Bethesda. Bethesda makes made Oblivion and Fallout 3 for you guys who don't know. And Epic is the guys who make Gears of War and Shadow Complex. And don't they make Quake, right? Not Quake. What's the game? Some multiplayer game. Something like Battlefield.
Unreal Tournament
is what they make. That's it, yeah. They make that. And I just think that those are the two best companies that could do it. But I don't know if there is going to be a Halo 4. I don't see why there would be.
I mean, Reach is pretty much Halo 4.
Yeah, it's just
different name.
I don't know if they could put the battle rifle in Reach because the battle rifle wasn't around until.
They had the battle rifle in the book.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Yeah, that's already been done.
I'm guessing that the Pillar of Honor and Autumn didn't have it on them or something. I don't know.
Nope.
But what about you, Dustin?
That's probably an older style battle rifle. I don't know too much. I think Activision would probably have a good go at it. But like I said earlier, I still don't think Microsoft's going to give it up.
I don't think they'll let them do that. I mean, just from
keep it in house.
Just from logically thinking and for what could possibly happen, it would either unless Bungie or Microsoft sells Halo rights, which I mean I don't see as something that would happen anytime soon, but it could happen.
It could, but I really don't see it.
It's too much of a cash cow.
Actually, I really like to see Disney Interactive do it.
Disney, no.
Why?
Disney Interactive. That's what I'm thinking.
No.
EA Sports. I want to see them make a Halo game.
It's Griff Ball.
See the guys.
010.
That'd be epic game of epic. Dude, that could be a good Xbox Live Arcade game
if they did the Griff Ball.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Pretty cool.
Okay. Well, thanks for the question. Definitely had some nice conversation. So.
Yeah, I like. My number one though would be Bethesda. That'd be number one. And Epic number two.
I like that.
But for me, it'd be Epic.
Bethesda is making Wet. Remember that game?
Yeah, it's already out. That. Yeah, Wet was okay.
Oh, they're making Brink.
Yeah.
Oh, they're publishing Brink.
It doesn't say who's making it.
Splash Damage is making it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, next one we got here is from Mr. Sketchy. He says, yes, it's the one, the only Mr. Sketchy. I have to say, I really, really like the podcast. Keep up the good works, guys.
Oh, well, you are welcome. We do it just for you guys.
Yep.
And through all the monies we get.
Yeah, that's consistent.
Rolling in mothballs.
Shout out to all my potacular friends. Damaku, Dusty, the best host ever, Jackfire Dragon, and Arbitation. Also to Panda Headshot and Monkey's Box. And to my cat, because he's beat Halo 3 on Legendary in 2 seconds flat. Keep on fracking G because he's is so not pro because he won't accept my friend request.
What?
Uh-oh.
I didn't?
Uh-oh.
Me, Julius.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
I'm sorry.
I only got gold back, by the way.
Just Brink, Brink sounds like Mass Effect just watching this trailer.
Mr. Off Topic.
Sorry. My bad.
Cool. So yeah, why does everyone always complain about you not accepting friend requests, Greg?
Because I don't. I don't know. Mine's
he's a loner.
I don't know who to get rid of. Like, he's seriously have 100. I have people that come into, believe it or not, that listen to the show and come into my work and ask me if they'll accept me. And
that's weird.
Then I usually I'll go to the computer at work and I'll accept them and I'll delete somebody. But other than that, I usually don't. Because I get a lot of people. I usually get 2 a day at work.
Wow. That's why I have 2 gamer tags. One for people for Puttacular and then one for people I've actually met in real life.
Yeah, I should probably do that too. But I don't got 100 bucks right now. Actually,
I'm only looking for more friends.
PK is looking. So if I don't accept it, PK will.
Probably true.
Oh, PK, you want to take the next one?
Sure thing. JakeGamer117 says, "Great show, guys. You rock. I've been getting back into Halo 3's matchmaking, but not very good. But sticking with it anyway. You guys rock." Gamer tag is Funs with a Z 117.
Nice. These are short today, or the first ones are.
Nice. I too need to get back into Halo 3. It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Everybody needs to.
I've got my ODST. I need to finish posting the rest of my guides.
I need to go through and just get achievements. You know, I need to. I got a PSP Go recently. If you guys who haven't, you don't follow my Twitter. So I've been playing that a lot, and that's probably the main reason why I haven't been on Halo. But I'll start being back on this weekend. I just got it Monday. I've been playing the heck out of my PSP Go. It's pretty awesome.
Have you gotten Endure yet?
No. You want to get it?
I still need that.
Okay, well, you tell me when you're free.
Sometime this week after Wednesday.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Yep.
I'm off Friday.
I can play on Friday.
If we can find some people to do it on Friday, that might work.
You can get Brent, probably. Brent and Amplified. Ant's pretty good.
Yes. Okay, next one for you, Greg.
We got Michael Anderson, Mr. Anderson.
Hey, Anderson.
He said, "Hey, everybody at Pod Tech. I'm going to keep this short because I'm trying typing on an iPod Touch and it sucks. It's okay. I've done it. I have to at work. Anyways, in the last level of ODST, there's an Easter egg of a brute teabagging a dead grunt while saying some pretty disgusting things. I could assume what he would say. Thought I'd let you guys know and keep on fragging trucks that barrel over French people and destroy the anus armor of Mr. Nene."
I have not heard of this Easter egg. Where is it?
It sits on the last level.
Well, that could be anywhere.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'd only beat the game once.
So a brute teabagging a grunt.
Not too sure.
That would make an interesting YouTube video.
Mm-hmm. We should go make one, just like real life style. I'm going to go get the brute costume from the ODST trailer. And I'm going to dress Dustin's mom up as the grunt. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. It's a joke. I'm kidding.
Surprised you. That's disturbing.
Erg.
Stay away.
Do not want.
Go away.
I think it's PK. Mr. Ozzy Burger.
Oz
Burger.
It's your turn now, just Mr. Oz Burger.
Okay, Rice Snack Roz writes in. "Just wanted to say hello to everyone on the show and hello to the other peeps that help out. I want to start a podcast that I am looking for a fellow host, someone to help with all the fiddly stuff.
So that means he wants somebody to edit it.
It'll be on my Xbox. It will be on Xbox related stuff like it's regulars and other things like DLC. Here's the haiku. Keep on fragging Valve. But don't get left for dead. Let's hope that is changed.
Wow.
A plus forever.
Yes.
Wow, that is
I'll help you. I mean, if you need any help, I didn't say this yet. I haven't even told Dusty, but if anybody pays attention to MLG Insider, they just started an internship program.
Yeah, AKA, I saw that.
And I was the first person accepted into it. Woo! So yeah. we're probably going to be doing an MLG podcast with them and Podtacular at the same time. So
nice.
Going to go more mainstream with this. You guys will be checking that out next couple weeks. That's why we haven't made a show, because we've been actually
doing the site transition.
Yeah, we're going to do it's going to be more video than audio, and it'll be short. It'll be like a lot of short little clips instead of one long show. So,
what for MLG?
Yeah, stay tuned. We will be doing that soon.
Very nice.
You might be getting some money coming to the site too. That Podtacular Prizo Prime.
Prime. Yeah, I think we're just gonna stick with that name.
Yeah.
I need to get back with Amp and talk to him about the HD cap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's for another day. PK, you're up for the last random frag.
Eric Texera.
Texera, like Mark Texera. Come on, man. You watch baseball? Get with it.
No, I don't.
New York
Yankees. He watches baseball.
Yeah, he does.
Hockey for the win.
He watches little girls baseball.
I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Ha, not funny.
No, it's not. Don't do that. You'll get in trouble.
Texera says, here is a helpful tip. In Halo 3, many people didn't know, but you could do crazy things in campaign and multiplayer. However, not many people tried to be ninja, as someone call it. I personally like to push the limits of what it's possible to do.
He's parkaying in Halo. Hardcore parkour. Anyway, it's from The Office. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. On the other hand, Halo 3 ODST is a lot different. It is much harder to do crazy things without the addition of shields and explosives. So when you do pull something ninja off in ODST, you are all that much more better than anyone else, and most people will not expect you to do anything like that. My advice is to try new techniques and the crazy things that pop into your head. You may just be able to pull it off.
It's pretty easy on chieftains, typically. Because, like, if you turn around right before they... And you know when to jump at the right time, you can...
Yeah, they can throw you far.
Yeah, and then you can ninja them pretty easily. With
ninja,
you can back smack them if you will.
I like how we're using ninja as a verb when it's not a verb.
It is a verb. It is.
So me and my roommate have been doing all week, been turning adjectives into verbs.
I can see it going up on Urban Dictionary as a verb.
Colorful. What about Leroy Jenkins?
No. Okay, on to submissions. We have a dog. I guess he wants to say something.
Halo 3 rocks. I love Gene Lewis.
Hold on. Okay, I'll be out there in 1 second.
Oh.
Sorry. The dog's going nuts, so if somebody was coming to the room.
Dogs. Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity 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 dog. Oh. Time to do the submissions, people. Yep. Going on to
Heretic. For Heretic.
Get excited. Heretic. I mean, get the first one. Get the first one.
Yeah, sure.
All right, guys. We're going to do our Heretic submissions here.
Isn't it?
First one is from our good buddy, Soccer Sack. Yeah, I believe he's on my friends list. Anyway. Soccer Sack writes in. He goes, first off, he loves this map and everything about it. But with the fringe thing, people who never played it make it like Blackout. With all the random boxes I've seen to change the map, I've seen some good maps from people who know the map, know how it's played. So he's basically saying that people have changed it up a little bit. I'm guessing he's talking about Heretic on here. Keep on fragging Fumo's folding bike, and shout out to Anglerfish3, P.S. Is that a real fish? He said it is, but I'm not so sure. And to OGTI9G9, ugh, like augmentation, TI9G9. Okay. I got it. Aug. So OGTI9G9.
Okay.
OGTI9G9. Gotcha.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Next one we have here comes from Greg, and this is not G. Lewis Greg. This is different Greg.
How do you know?
Believe me, I know.
this guy just writes legibly.
Oh. I got you.
I think it's hard to not write legibly on the computer.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Burn. Fail.
Greg said, it's me again, and sorry I haven't posted in a while. I have a few tips for Heretic, which is the remake of Midship from Halo 2. There's only one special assault rifle in base, so someone should grab it. There are plasma rifles on the top floor of the base, and the could be helpful.
And they could be helpful.
That, I guess that's what it should be.
Yeah.
There's a carbine somewhere on the map, which is good backup for the special assault rifle, so you should grab it too. There are two needlers leading up to the sword, which is in the middle. There's a shotgun on the bottom of the floor of the map near the grav lifts that don't take you anywhere. there's a bubble shield on the bottom one side with the two frags. If you do spawn with plasma grenades, the blue ones, not the red ones. Wait. I guess he means the blue team spawns with plasma grenades?
No, everybody spawns with plasma grenades. This is the map on default settings.
Okay. There's one side of the map where you can camp and shoot people, but they can see you, so it's not a good idea to be there for long at all. I shall give my first shout-out this submission because I actually have people to shout out to. Shout-outs to Slayer and Dusty because they were the only ones to accept my friend requests.
Aww.
I shall now leave with a keep on fragging crux, which I have TM'd, if you didn't know. T-med?
I didn't know.
I'm confused.
However, I didn't know. So,
okay.
You mean I am'd or... left out, maybe? Anyway, that's just confusing. Thanks for the submission, though, and pointing the map out on default settings so everybody understands. Yeah. That's the default setting.
Very, very nice. It's nice to have those weapon placements.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best things to do, though, with new maps, is go through, and if you don't do this already, it's a good idea, especially to help improve your game, go through and forge and find out where everything is.
Yeah, well, Dusty didn't do that either, so don't do it.
What do you mean I didn't do that?
Okay. You don't know anything
about that? For the mythic maps.
Oh, okay. I got you. Excuses.
Thank
I'm kidding.
Greg. Moving on. You can pick up the next one.
ODST EJY says, hey, Podtac guys and or gals. I haven't played a lot of Halo 3 multiplayer as of late due to my extreme addiction to Firefight. Here are my tips for Heretic.
Yes, I like it. I like it a lot.
First off, make getting the sword your top priority. You can dominate with it, and you will get that achievement for getting a sword spear on Heretic very easily.
Yes.
Other things is that you start with plasma grenades, so use them. In my mind, sticking someone is best to do in close quarters map, which Heretic is. Have common sense and situational awareness, and you will succeed. Now my thought. I am indifferent on Heretic. I am glad we are getting more maps with a Covenant aesthetic. It was a gap that needed filling while only Snowbound and Assembly had it. I am also glad there is a close quarters map, which means one new map in the Lone Wolves rotation. Some things that I don't like are that it seems too many people use the assault rifle. I wish we had some more special assault rifles, because they are so much more potent swords.
Yes.
No moving platform? That was kind of a letdown. Well, that's all I have to say. Keep on fragging trucks. That made me have 6 tests this week, and none of them in English and history, but most of them in math and science. These trucks suck and must be punished with midget powers. We all know
yes.
Midgets suck, but that sheer madness could lead to amazing Pwn Zords.
Especially if they have swords.
Move?
No.
What? How is an ancient without a moving platform?
What do you mean? It's fine. It's
fixed.
It's not fine.
I mean, it's...
It takes away, like, a whole categories of videos you can make.
I mean, we like used to do, like, trampoline on it. You get plasma
right as the platform goes up.
To be honest, it was pretty annoying.
It was not annoying. You were just a bad player.
Because I hated it when it was up at a certain way, and then I would jump on it, and then I would fall backwards. It's kind of annoying sometimes, in my opinion. So I don't miss it. Just to say, I don't miss it. Anywho, thanks for writing in, buddy. Next, we got up Spartan QXZ93, and he writes in, "Hey, everybody, it's Spartan QXZ93 here with my opinions on the Halo 3 map Heretic.
It's opinions.
I personally prefer playing two flag CTF and one bomb on this map. My preferred weapon set is to have a carbine and dual magnums." That's good. "However, this is my personal choice of weapons. I'm afraid that's all I had to say about Heretic." That's all I got to say. Shout outs to G. Lewis, Lancelot, the worst sniper ever, in his opinion. Dusty. Buzz Killington, I guess Shishka, as he knows him, and Nathan Fillion for being so awesome. I need to email him again. Keep on trucking frags that are taken by
email.
Rabid Chupa thingies that are powered by awesome sauce and wearing Chuck Norris Ames armor while chasing midgets and folding bikes with dual spikers on the side that are powered by the sweat of enslaved grunts who are perpetually running on treadmills after the watch thief who has stolen the watches of the Pawtacular crew with his magical powers of watch stealingness, which are granted to him by the almighty Stigma J. Johnson." I'm guessing he means Sergeant Major Johnson. As he wrote Stigma Johnson, I guess he meant Sergeant Major Johnson.
Okay.
That's a good post. I like that frag, and we haven't had too many in a while. Thanks for keeping it alive, buddy. And thanks for calling out Dusty's worst sniper ever. It's pretty cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Rub it in. Rub it in while you can. Okay. Chickenfoot089 writes in, "Hey, Pawtacular, I've got some stuff to tell you today." Okay, Heretic, a purple map.
Nice. Heretic, the purple one. You could call it.
With a skull and a low frequency of showing up in matchmaking. Really? The new maps have nothing to really yell about, with no Forge maps, but good CTF and Slayer maps. But anyway, I'm going to tell you about how to get the easiest Vidmaster in ODST, skulls. Go to Sword Spawn and look to the side. The skull will be on the vents. Here's a good way to get it. Go above and look down. Hold RB to succeed in skullage. Thanks, guys. And that was my tip from the turlet. Keep on fragging trucks. Don't try to steal my ideas, G. Lewis. I'm so original.
Nope. I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
Get in fridge. Go monitor. Go up to it. Change back. RB. You get it. Bam.
It's the epitome.
Of epic.
Of epic.
That's what it
is. Hairpick. The purple map. That's what I'm calling it from now on.
It is very
hey, guys,
brutal.
You want to play on purple map? What's purple map?
It was Pink Fury purple on map. The purple map. That's how we do it here. That's how we do it.
Team Bubble Bath on
the purple map.
I guess it's not Bubble Bath because there's no water, but...
You can fill it with water. They should add water in with Forge.
What do you mean, like, you could change the ground? That'd be like, I'm going to make it a Sims house inside Forge.
Welcome to the house. Here are the curtains. I mean, you could technically mod water into it if you wanted to. But
that would be weird.
There's one that I made on Foundry. It's a big toilet.
It would be funny.
I remember the toilet.
Yeah, and it has, like, extra crates in it that make it look like boop turds. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I love that.
You love it. Painkiller loves turds in his toilet.
I love turds in my toilet.
Yes.
Good sign. Okay. BK, you got the next one.
Yes, sir. Stall Me Please writes in. He says, hey guys, it's the official watch dealer Potacular, Stall Me Please, and I am here with my tips for midship. I will never call it by that crappy name that is Heretic.
He's first Heretic, off.
First off, for Slayer and Team Slayer, it is key to get good with those plasmas. Good stickers, like myself, can help support the team. But on the flip side, watch out for enemies throwing those grenades. For CTF, it is important to defend, especially on such a small map. So defend no matter what, because chances are you will be the only one. That's all I got. Keep on fragging Duststorm and G. Lewis for having me on the show last week. I had the time of my life.
Oh.
Hopefully I can do it again sometime. Yes, I stole Dusty's new watch while we were recording, and you never noticed.
God damn it. I was wondering where that went to. God.
PPS, sorry.
Stop it, call me.
On the forums, as I have wanted to. My keyboard is weird and sticks when I type a website. Dusty, can you tell me why it does that?
Is it wireless?
PS, sorry for all the PSs, but I'm bad at putting them all together. PPPPPS, stall me out.
Probably have junk stuck in your keyboard.
If it's wireless, you may want to move your receiver closer.
I agree about the CTF remark. I remember in midship, the original midship for Halo 2, CTF was insane.
Yes. Like in Bomb, I think it was the best on midship, and CTF was pretty cool too. I like that you can score from the bottom.
Just crazy. And crazy glitches.
Mm-hmm. Next, we got it from Enzio, which is more or less the guy from Assassin's Creed. He's writing in.
No.
Enzio, a.k.a. STR Timberwolf, a.k.a. STRR on. Here, I sent some general.
I had no idea what it was before.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's Enzio. That's what he wrote. Here are some general tips for the firefight mode in Halo 3 ODST. Hey guys, it's me, Timberwolf, as you may know, or for the notified people, STR. Is that Raxmus? How do you say that?
Raxus Reaper.
Raxus Reaper on Xbox Live. This is my first submission, so please read it and go easy. Okay, I'll go easy. Midship or Heretic, as some people like to call it, has many points of advantage in it. One being the pink tower, or covered area, opposite the white tower, as he calls it. And then the bases. The best way to win on Team Slayer battle rifles is to have your team rush pink tower and then sword. Have two people be on both of the sides of the upper entrance while one person is camping in the middle entrance and the last person sitting on top of the tower. Should you ever lose the position, camp at a base, kill two of the enemy team, and then overpower them with everyone on your team. Pink and white towers are very important. Capture the flag as well. What I would do is have two people be at both sides of the map, a.k.a. both towers, the white and the pink one, as he calls them, and have one guy guard the base, while the last guy being covered by the rest of the team. Grab the flag and move right down the middle. Thanks for reading this, guys, and have a nice Halloween. Halloween. Keep on fragging brutes and sonic grenades with particle rifles while Pearly Man gets hammered in the ball sack by Big Bird 856's Turtle Beach headset and Dumaku's XM8. The jams after running away from the KPA patrols that Nomad kills in 5 seconds. Is that a different game? I don't know. What's KPA?
Kills per
accuracy.
What?
But it says KPA patrols. I don't know what that stands for.
Maybe it's a gamer tag.
Yeah, maybe.
KPA.
I'm guessing it's another game.
What game is this on?
Maybe it's Wolfenstein that has sonic grenades. No, it's not. XM8. I don't know.
It's probably game-specific something or other.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next one's short, so I'm going to take the next two.
You want to skip that one? No, I'm just kidding.
It's fine. It's really short. Moose0030 writes in. He says, hello, my fellow chums, or chumpets.
As Painkiller falls under.
Yeah, whatever.
JK.
It's going to be short. I like the map. It looks pretty. Symmetry. Smiley face. Farewell.
Farewell.
Only a Stommy Please could do geometry pretty well, then he would be saying the same thing.
Okay.
I'll never forget that. He asked us for questions for his
geometry. Yeah, he asked Lance during the live recording.
Anyway.
Next one comes from Wakashi.
This is a long one. He's got points of Spanish in here. I mean,
that's
of
Japanese.
Oh, I mix Spanish and Japanese.
How can you mix Spanish and Japanese?
I was kidding. I was kidding.
Yeah. Okay. He writes in.
For a reason.
Oh boy.
We will see. Bungie really redeemed themselves with this remake after what happened with Blackout being a semi-remake. Well, if you listen to them, they said it was an inspired remake. It wasn't supposed to be a direct port. And if you listen to the Shishka interview, for those who weren't expecting it to play like Lockout, people liked it. But those who were expecting it to be exactly like Lockout, people hate it.
Like me.
So, I actually rather enjoy it. I like all the new jumps.
Fail.
Hey. Don't be hating.
Don't be hating, yo. Come on.
Don't be hating. Anyway, going on. Heretic makes me feel like I'm playing Halo 2 all over again. Every last detail on the map is a tribute to the original level, just like what Lars Bakken, a.k.a. Thug Lars, said on the Bungie podcast. It's like putting an old shoe on. The best part is the return of the energy sword's malice. There are so many corners and slopes to take advantage of when using the sword for sneak attacks. Starting off with plasma grenades makes the tactic for a shoot in melee a greater risk factor compared to most other maps. Needlers work best from top mid near the sword spawn because of the length of open space and lack of places to take cover. A cobalt, with weird Japanese symbols. I'm guessing he translates these in the parentheses here. I'm going to take a guess.
The plasma rifle.
Cobalt, which I'm guessing is that's what Japanese character is, or in this plasma rifle, referring to the fact that it's blue and shoots bolts of energy, is effective during an ambush because it's fast shield draining and melee ability. But if
is it called a cobalt in Japan?
I think that's just the name of the strategy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe he can write us in next time and explain exactly what he meant by these.
Yeah.
Why it's in Japanese.
I think he's turning Japanese.
Or maybe he is Japanese.
Yeah, I know. He probably is. With I bet he would be.
Mr. Roboto.
But if camping is what you prefer, then you can jump on top of the bolt-shaped tunnels up top where the needler spawns. The easiest way to deal with enemies coming up from the lift is this. Right after you see the enemy reach the top of the ceiling, throw a blueberry, or a plasma grenade. I like that name, blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Using that. Throw a blueberry! Throw a blueberry!
Put a blueberry in there.
Throw a blueberry at the gray circled emboss on the center of the base. If you place a nade in that area, your opponent will be more than likely become a fruit salad with your effortless landmine tactic.
Nice. Yeah, I did that in Halo 2. Yeah.
The beehive tactic, shotgun and bubble shield looks like a honeycomb, combo is as good as always, especially in the top center conduit where the other needler spawns, which gives your enemies less direction to attack you from. Don't use the spiker if you're trying to win because it has horrible range and the only possible way it can be useful is similar yet inferior to the uselessness of the plasma rifle.
Usefulness. You said uselessness.
Yes.
You said uselessness, and he meant usefulness.
Yeah, okay, usefulness. Sorry. The green gun plasma pistol can be used well for guerrilla tactics also. You can wait for someone to come around the corner and then do a plasma punch. A shot charged shot and melee. The green blast combo. Plasma pistol and BR.
The noob combo.
He actually has some pretty clever names at these. I'm actually
yes. impressed.
Works best up top on the bridge, and definitely when enemies are rushing up towards you. The rod gun, or carbine, has a good way of making it a lot harder for your opponent to hit you back, which gives this weapon an edge over the slower firing rate of the BR. But both of these weapons are very versatile in a number of areas and effective ranges. If you don't start off with one, try your best to pick one up as soon as possible. If your key approach is attacking is on all-out assault and cherry-picking, stealing other people's kills, yeah, you know who you are, yes. Then the AR is your best friend. The AR can beat a BR at least 8 out of every 10 times if used in close range, and you're not running in a straight line. A nade and a mag of an AR can easily get you Pinata Fiesta, multi-kill, when your enemies are cramped together in a corner spot. Well, that's all I've got for the submission. I hope these tips are useful and that someone is listening to the podcast. Thank you, Podtacular, for this episode. P.S. Because of what happened in episode 209, I will never say what up thup again. We hadn't had episode 209.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Does he know what's going to happen in the future?
Future!
I don't know.
You can see the future. That's why he can speak Japanese.
He said the Japanese Japanese aren't around yet.
You know, Japanese people can see the future. It's just they're smart, right? Can they do that? That's what school taught me.
I'm just saying. You went to.
I live in Georgia, so.
My roommate's a Japanese minor.
Really.
Yeah.
So she's underage?
Oh, ha, what? Ha, ha, not funny.
Who's she?
Never mind. It was supposed to be a joke.
It wasn't very good.
You said, is a Japanese minor. Not that he is minoring in Japanese. Like, minor.
Japanese and he's a minor.
Underage.
You said she, though.
Fail.
It's supposed to be a joke, but it failed boated. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the last
here
one.
Here comes the conductor of the fail boat, actually. He's writing in the next last and the next submission.
PK.
Okay, I got it. Funny boy writes in, says, "Hey guys, sorry no spelling errors today, but anyway, it's me, Funny Boy, running in on the fail boat." Speaking of
fail
boat,
we will make that judgment after we read it.
Yes.
Anyway, on to the tips. Well, I guess there's not a lot of things to say about midship. I always hated the map, and this remake is no different. All I know to tell you is always control the center of the map. Oh, and don't die.
Nice.
Always get the rockets. That's a run-on sentence. Rockets are good. Nothing.
Yep, like that's a spelling error. That's a spelling error.
You know, he's gonna start screwing up now. Look,
torpedo that explodes as it penetrates your body. Yeah, Gluus, you know what I mean. Ask him. Well, shout out to Dolphin, Chucky J, Dusty Lancelot, the rookie, Sergeant Johnson, of course. Nah, just forget about Fishy Q.
No,
that is evil. And Gordon Freeman's particularly well-groomed beard. I think he might be gay. Good night, children.
What?
I don't think peculiarly is the word.
Peculiarly? Peculiarly? This is spelled wrong, but...
Yeah, he has four... I see four spelling errors.
Oh, so you didn't disappoint us, Funny Boy.
Fail boat.
Anywho, that's going to be it for the submissions today, ladies and gents. Dusty, do you have anything to say about Heretic?
I haven't played it, except for when we were at Dallas, so I really can't say much about it.
Okay.
Once I finish doing my achievement hunting for the videos and for my gamer tags, I'll get back into Halo 3.
Okay.
And I'll do a firefighter. Let's do some firefighter. Like, okay.
Hey, Kill, did you just drop your keyboard?
I have a microphone built into my laptop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every little thing I do echoes through it.
Get it right.
Cool.
Anyway,
if you I would love to hear you make me a sandwich.
What kind of a sandwich?
Turkey and cheese. And rye.
Oh goodness.
Oh goodness.
How about you? Either of you two, you have any comments about the map? You guys like it? Like it?
I think Heretic from now on will be the most played map.
I agree.
Why do you say?
I think because they took out Guardian for MLG, and I think the majority of people who will continue to play for a longer time are people who are trying to do professional stuff. I wouldn't say everybody, but the majority.
I don't know. For some reason, I still see Guardian as a good FFA training map. Like, if you want to get good at FFA, play Guardian.
Yeah, I would think Guardian's a very good map, but I think from here on out, Heretic's going to be the number one played map. And Bungie should put some kind of remake of this and Blood Gulch in Reach.
Well, they said they're not doing any more maps for Halo 3, so we'll have to see what kind of game they make with Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's good. I'm betting it's going to be class-based. I would not be surprised if it was class-based.
Huh. I haven't thought about that. That would actually be pretty cool. Be like Battlefield, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
That actually, I think I would like that. I think
when you look at the logo, it kind of screams that. You have each Spartan, each one has a weapon.
No, I don't
different
think so.
I'm thinking it's going to be class-based.
I don't know. I could see that.
I hope it's not.
I would like that.
Greg, I think both of us are just disagreeing with you today on everything.
Fail boat.
No, I honestly think that would actually do pretty well.
I agree. I mean, look at the success of Call of Duty. Maybe they're swinging that way.
Yeah. Irk, if you're listening. Never mind. But yeah, that's it.
Irk works for them, right?
Yeah, he does all the forum moderation. He's kind of the website guy.
Yeah, he used to be on our site for a while, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Irk?
I don't think so.
Lucky. Maybe I don't think so either.
I'm going to think about somebody else and that sounds familiar to them.
No.
I can't think of anyone.
Me either.
Then again, I haven't been around as long as PK and you have. Okay, so any last comments or...
I expect a pod radio episode out soon.
Good.
Soon.
I told him that in payment for his 1,600 Microsoft points, he has to make a celebratory pod radio episode.
And 5,000 more posts.
Yay.
He has to.
Yep. So I also gave him a little achievement thing to stick in his... Sig, so he has it up right now.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, quite an accomplishment. Congrats.
Thank you very much. I will wear it with pride.
Very nice, very nice.
I should print it out and put it on my dorm room door.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
And if anyone else puts it up on their Sig, I am going and immediately removing it.
Should ban them.
Yes.
Parma ban.
Not ban. But, yeah. Okay, so if nothing else is left to say, send in your comments, questions, submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to submit. Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. Visit me. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved with and meet some cool fellow gamers. You want to get involved in the community? Check out the Podtacular Professional and Recreational Clans, the PC Clan, community staff events, and much more.
Thanks for everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Type. Okay.
What's up? Oh, I thought PK was supposed to.
Okay, PK can do it. Not either one. Doesn't matter.
Okay, check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and GCN Video Game Show, Retro Force, Podtoid, Podcastle, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Cool. And then you go update that list. Just look at it over again and see if there actually is any new changes to it. Next show, I think the idea is to go back through all the call-ins and tales from long time ago and get those out of the way. Is that what we agreed on, G?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's next week. Next week will be call-ins and tales from the foxhole.
From the foxhole.
Oh, weren't you going to try to get Ryan on for that one?
Yeah, we're going to try.
Have you even contacted him yet?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'm going to let you know the day of.
Okay. Awesome. Wait, if you're going to let me know the day of when you contacted him, that means you haven't contacted him yet.
No, I'm going to let you know the day of if he's going to be on or not. I'm just going to let you know. Okay. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay. Really fits well into making my schedule work.
Don't worry. You'll like it.
No worries, man. Okay, so until next time, I am Duststorm.
I am G. Lewis.
I am Painkiller 05.
Painkiller.
Painkiller 05.
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye.
This week on the GamerCast Network. In episode 78 of the Post Game Report, the crew discusses Halo Waypoint, Avatar Awards, and take a trip up the balcony over the announcement of the DSi XL. Brace yourselves. Is Borderlands better than Fallen Earth? Find out in episode 166 of the Video Game Show. Served up in episode 88 of Sarcastic Gamer is some Borderlands, Left 4 Dead 2, and Modern Warfare 2 discussions, all topped off with a skit from Dave. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.
it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
Save him!
Oh, jeez, stick to the plane!
Oh, jeez.
Go. Let's go.
Stick to the plane, chums.
Stick to the plane.
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck.
Give me divine intervention.
Hurry up.
Shout. You think I can't cast? I can't move. What? Am I lagging, guys?
I can't move. What the hell?
I can't aim.
Oh my God.
Keep spotting. More spotting.
I don't think you can cast with that shit.
Oh my God.
Shout. I got it.
Break
it off.
Come on, Sam. Oh my God.
God damn it, Leroy.
God damn it.
Leroy, you moron.
Leroy. Jimmy.
This is ridiculous.
So mass. I'm down, forking down. God damn
it. Fast is down.
I killed before I could
leave. God.